For many people going through a sight loss journey, vision rehabilitation is vital. But there are problems with the provision. In fact, it's patchy, a postcode lottery, if you like, of support. And when you consider the difference it can make to people's life, it's more important that we shine a light on this now. Well, there's some work being done in Scotland. I'm going to be joined by Laura Walker from Visibility Scotland and Susan Shippey from Vision Collaboration Scotland, looking at this very issue. Susan, first of all, tell us about VCS.
I work for Sight Scotland and I'm currently chairing a group called Vision Collaborative Scotland. We have identified a series of priorities that no one organisation can achieve on their own. And one of the key things that we all agree on is that we want to tackle the postcode lottery of vision rehabilitation provision across Scotland.
Now, we've got Laura with us from Visibility Scotland. Laura, we're talking about vision rehabilitation here. What is that for people who aren't aware of it, and why is it so vital?
Vision rehabilitation is absolutely vital because at that time that your vision changes, or at that point in your journey, if you've been born blind or have a vision impairment, but your circumstances change, then you need that professional specialism to be able to put in the strategies or the support that you require. And that doesn't sit with anybody else. Yes, we have physiotherapists and we have occupational therapists, but they're not specialists who are trained to work with people who specifically have needs with a vision impairment or indeed no vision. So therefore, it's an incredibly vital role. It shouldn't be time bound. It should be available at any point in your journey, and you should be able to access it for as long as you need it. In some areas, we have ridiculously long waiting lists. And through Vision Collaborative Scotland, we're actually carrying out a landscape review called Clearer Picture. So we'll have a lot more information on that in due course. But there's a lot of third sector organisations that are commissioned to deliver these services on behalf of the Health and Social Care Partnership. But the real challenge is we have an ageing workforce, which means it's shrinking. And until January this year, we didn't have a professional training programme that meant that as the profession is ageing, those skills are being lost. But with the launch of the new course, it means that we've got new professionals coming through, and we want to build a bigger and stronger workforce so that there are no waiting times for people when they need this vital service.
Susan, you mentioned this course through the University of Strathclyde. Was it a popular course? Were there a lot of people applying for this?
One of the big problems we've had historically here in Scotland and in the UK is that we've designed a course that doesn't have investment that is static or stable. Quite often it's been funded either by See Here funding from the Scottish Government, or it's been funded through a third sector organisation. So we wanted to create a course that actually went through the Scottish curriculum and was something that could go far and wide, so people that live out with the Scotland area could access this course should they choose to do so. What's super exciting about this first cohort is we expected numbers sort of below 10, and we have over 20, and some of those students are travelling from Northern Ireland. Now, because it's blended learning, what we mean by that is lots of the teaching is online. There is some in-person teaching, which will happen in Glasgow, but the long-term model means that we will have rehabilitation centres that mean that you can attend that centre rather than possibly having to travel to the Central Belt in Scotland just to undertake that in-person teaching. Vision rehabilitation is a really practical profession. So your listeners will be thinking there really has to be that in-person learning. And of course there does. But with the benefits of technology, we've really been able to hone in certain areas of the teaching curriculum that we just couldn't have done before. For example, if we were to think about the streetscape and the six different types of tactile paving, Before, we would have been going out with lots of students and trying to demonstrate and find those six different types of tactile paving. But what we've been able to do is record it, give the sound of a cane rat-a-tatting over the different types of tactile paving, the sound that it gives off, been able to really describe each type of tactile paving. And that then allows the student to listen to that over and over again until they really understand it. So there's huge benefits from this model. There's two qualifications. Year one is a postgraduate certification and year two is a postgraduate diploma. But to become a fully qualified vision rehabilitation specialist, you need to undertake the 2 years of learning. In year one, we have the impact of vision impairment module, the assessment and research methodology, and independent living skills. And in year two, we have orientation and mobility, low vision, no vision, travel, transport and technology. And then we have a long 6 week work placement as well.
How will this run beyond this first cohort then? Is funding in place to bring in another course, do you think?
The course will run every year and the funding is through you self-fund. So if there is an organisation who is placing you on this course, then your organisation is sponsoring you to undertake the course. But what's very exciting here in Scotland, through Vision Collaborative Scotland, we have a scholarship which I'll hand over to Susan to tell you a little bit more about.
What we have done is been successful in being awarded a grant fund by RS McDonald Charitable Trust, and we are able to offer scholarships to students attending this course. And the scholarships are for students whose organisations are putting them through the course, because we are keen to see the investment of individual employers in the vision rehabilitation qualifications of their staff, and also to assure that people, once they're qualified, have a position to go to. So scholarships are available to organisations who are putting their staff through the course. The scholarships are available for the 1 year course but also the 2 year course, and we'll be running that scholarship program over the next 4 years.
So we've looked at the course and the funding for this. How will you evaluate it? It is, you know, in its infancy, if you like.
We'll be working closely with Vision Collaborative Scotland members, many of whom have put staff themselves on this course, to monitor the impact of the course on the provision of vision rehabilitation across Scotland. We'll be able to use the clearer picture work as a baseline for this, and then we'll be re-examining as time goes on to see just what advantages have been gained by this course at the University of Strathclyde for vision rehabilitation specialists.
I think this would be a really good opportunity to talk about the impact of vision impairment and quality of life research that's underway just now. An international piece of research being carried out, administered here in Scotland, but it's working in collaboration with the University of Melbourne and also Glasgow Caledonian University. And we are actually researching the effectiveness of vision rehabilitation. It goes across a variety of categories, which is activities of daily living, orientation and mobility, safety, communication and social emotional well-being. The data that we've received so far is very, very promising. It is showing that vision rehabilitation is effective across all categories, which shows us that we're doing the right work here in Scotland and that we need more vision rehabilitation specialists. So this will hopefully give us the evidence to be able to push it forward with policymakers to get standardised, structured funding streams in place, because that is the big challenge, that we have different funding streams for this profession, and that is why we have this patchy workforce. The other reason is we haven't had the professional training, but we now do. So we hope that within the next 5 to 10 years, we'll have a very different landscape.
Well, we certainly hope that will be a much improved landscape by the sounds of it, you know, the amount of people looking for the course and the funding in place as well. But if people would like to find out more about the courses, is there a way for them to do that?
The easiest way is probably to look at the Vision Collaborative Scotland web pages that are on the Sight Scotland website, sightscotland.org.uk vision-collaborative-scotland. And there are also information on the University of Strathclyde website, that is strath.ac.uk, and you can search on there for vision impairment rehabilitation. And can I just add that Vision Collaborative Scotland are also involved in a campaign called Support After Sight Loss, which is in advance of the Scottish Parliament elections on the 7th of May. And it's linked to the work that we're doing on the course for vision impairment rehabilitation. What we're calling for is a set of national quality standards, some investment from the Scottish Government in the course, and also a workforce review and professional recognition. I think that Laura had already alluded to the fact that this isn't a very highly recognised profession, and we'd like professional recognition and regulation. And it all fits together to perform a much improved landscape for vision rehabilitation in Scotland.
Well, we certainly hope this does make a huge positive impact in those numbers of vision rehabilitation workers out there. They do a fabulous job. For the moment, though, to Susan and to Laura, thanks to both of you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.